MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Masol Wasserman, independent financial and investment advisor. Masol, appreciate your early morning time. You put out an email early in the week about paying off your home loan. And this wasn't about should you pay it off quickly. The agreement is pay it off as quick as possible, absolutely. But you've got a different idea of doing it. Instead of sticking the money into the home loan account, you actually say, hang on, diverted to investments instead.
Morning, Simon. Yeah, that's exactly so. Over the years, we've done the numbers, and funny enough, paying off your home early is still good,
yeah,
but not into your home loan. Rather, put it into an investment which grows at a higher rate.
Mm-hmm. And that's the point around it, I suppose, is that over time, and you know, not every period, and certainly not so far in 2022, but the point is that, you know, your home loan is going to be X. You can potentially get a couple of extra percentage points by putting it into an investment. And what you then say is at the end of the period, you know, when you've got enough cash, take it, pay off the loan and be done with it.
Yeah, exactly. The main thing that people understand or don't understand about the home loan is that they think it's a sort of investment vehicle or a money loaning facility. Mm-hmm. But the better option is to get into the habit of creating your own investment vehicle, your own fund that you can withdraw from, not only to pay off your house, but to do all sorts of things that you might need to fix the roof and these kind of things, instead of using a loan facility.
Yeah, and I take your point. And the other thing you were saying as well is that part of the problem, if you put money into the home loan, we dip in, we grab the money. But what we're also doing is we're buying new houses. We keep on sort of upgrading or downgrading our homes, and we have good intention, but we never get that loan paid off.
Yeah, that's the worst. And I'm even guilty of that myself. So you would buy the house, like you said, and you actually diligently start paying it off, 10% yeah. extra a month, and you maybe live there 10 years. Now the kids have maybe grown up or moved out the house or something has changed, and you go to a different area. When you get to the new place, it's maybe not even a more expensive house, but when you get there, you realize, oh, well, I would actually like a double garage. I'm going to pay for that myself. I want to maybe put in the pool, obviously. And if you look again, all the money you've saved to pay off your home early, you've now spent on fixing up the house again.
Yeah, I've seen that. I mean, my sister's amazingly diligent at putting aside the money, but then she's always, as you say, you know, upgrading the pool or something here or something there.
Yeah.
You also make the point that yeah, as much as we want to pay off our home loan as quick as possible, and for most of us, it is going to be by a long way our biggest debt. It's good debt in a sense. It's not the horrors of expensive credit card or unsecured debt.
Yeah, this is true. So your home loan, the way it's calculated, is a very, very cheap debt, very mm-hmm. good debt in that sense. But at the end of the day, one must still be careful, though. Debt is still debt.
Yeah.
So as long as you've got a good plan and, you know, like, I'm going to pay off this house, with this house that's been paid off, it improves my cash flow at the end of the day. Okay, then we're getting into the right area. But if you have to keep on renting a home, you'll never get into that place where you're going to be able to live off or be in an asset where you actually can live. You don't have to pay any more rent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say it's good debt, because it puts you in a better position than before you took that loan.
Yeah, and it's got that, you know, your home has proper utility. The other debate out there, and the conventional wisdom, which I've never liked, but I've never had an argument against it, it just intuitively mm-hmm. made no sense to me. Someone pays off their home loan, and they leave $10 in there, and they then keep the account open. And I don't know why, because, I mean, if nothing else, banks are going to charge you fees, because banks like fees. You say, pay it off, and then close that loan, walk away.
Yeah, this is exactly true. So this is, again, a misunderstanding out there. So obviously the banks, and they're going to hate me for saying this, I always give them a hard time, but the banks, they need you to have the loan. That's how they make money.
Yeah.
So what the people do is they'll pay the last premium in, and then they'll withdraw it and pay it in and withdraw to keep that facility open in an access bond. So meaning they can take the whole amount of the bond mm-hmm. and they can spend it whenever they like. They can literally just transfer it into their personal account. So the advantage is it's tax-free because it's a loan. But the disadvantage is it's a loan. I don't want to have credit all my life. So the better point to do is pay it off. Remember, you still have the asset. So if you really, 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 really need money, you can still go back and just refinance your property or get a loan against your property if you don't qualify because you don't have a salary, even then you can still loan against your property because it's paid off. It's an asset. But instead, have an invest account, which actually grows. I mean, I was doing the numbers yesterday, even with the COVID and with Ukraine and all these things going on, we're still sitting at around 10% average growth for an average balanced fund.
Mm-hmm.
So rather leave your money in there, get 10% extra a year instead of having to pay your 9% on your money.
Yeah, and remove that temptation to go and build a double garage or maybe take a holiday somewhere or something like that. Because I mean, that's often people don't close that loan down and then, and as you say, they dip into it and suddenly it's not paid off. It's 20 years and you're still paying money. We'll leave it there. Marcel Wasserman, independent financial investment advisor. Appreciate the early morning time. And that is our poll today on our Twitter and LinkedIn. And quite simply, I mean, you know, have you paid off a home loan? I mean, it's that big debt and it's a 20-year debt. Have you been fortunate enough to pay it off? Perhaps you're still paying it off, or perhaps you've just simply never had a home loan. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.